And now, this is a moment I've been waiting for a while. I have. By the way, Robbie has been here before at the radio station. So the live music sessions that we get from this guy are insane. And I understand, Robbie, we're going to get a live song later on. All right, let's talk about it. I notice you're on you right now. What are you searching for there?
I'm searching for a radio voice.
Oh, there we go.
A face fit for radio.
You do have a great voice, by the way. Rockin' Robbie, by the way, joining us this morning. Thank you, first of all, for supporting the radio station like you do, like you always do. It's not just today. You always support the radio station, and we certainly appreciate that.
It is my absolute pleasure. I love Laguna Beach. I love the people here. And I love what the radio station's about, which is community and people and supporting music.
Right. Now, it's as simple as this. This community is so tight that it's as simple as me getting a call or from a listener. And they go, hey, where's Robbie tonight? And I go, yeah, he's right kitty corner to us tonight. He'll be, over across the street or wherever it is you happen to be that night.
Or opening for ABC on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, real quick, we're going to be at the Canyon Club Montclair, Denise Lynn and I. We've got local Leo Vigil on drums, who is a legend.
Yes.
He's going to bring the groove and the dance party, and we're going to rock with 80s legends ABC.
This is so cool. So cool. What time does it start?
7 p.m. sharp. Doors are 6 o'clock. General admission. It's in a mall, so I'm encouraging people to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Ahead of time, grab a latte, be bourgeois.
and the music's going to be substantially better than the normal mall music you're hearing, right?
That's right.
All right. Now, your list, I notice the first band out of the gate is ABC. Tell us about this.
Well, so for those of us that love 80s and those of us that collected vinyl, ABC was on the radio when back in the day, right in the 80s, and they were huge in England. They were international, and it's really simply, Ed, it's happy, positive music from a time in our country where, you know, things were different.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I was joking with a friend. I said, look, if this song doesn't make you smile first thing in the morning, plus coffee,
right?
I can't help you. I don't know what to tell you.
I like that you threw the coffee in there, too. Thank you for doing that.
There is coffee.
It does help us smile. All right, let's get into it right now, man. And then we'll talk on the other side. This is ABC, Be Near Me. Rockin' Robbie with us this morning. If you want to call and talk to him, 949-715-5936. That's the hotline right here in the studio. Or you call the donation line. Robbie, I'd like to hear you say, operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by.
Or you go to the website, kxfmradio.org. Click on the banner that says Rockin' Robbie.
Robbie.
Did I say Rock? I've been saying Rockin'. Jesus Christ, Ed.
It's like Rockin' Robin.
There you go.
It's stuck in your mind. But the reason it has to be Rebels, because that's what the songs are under.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it and saying the wrong word. So that's clearly me being an idiot on a Friday morning.
We still love you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. Disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling almost broken too? Said that you were leaving like you do. You do. stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear.
Along with Rebel Robbie Steffen, and my God, you're with ABC at the Montclair Canyon Club. It's on Saturday, November 20th at 6:30. Also, now you've got Denise Ann joining you on stage?
Denise Ann, absolutely.
All right, this sounds good, man. It sounds like something we must attend. You said something really that struck me during the ABC song we just heard. When the little piano tinkling happened, what do you call that?
Well, I call it a glissando, and so for classical virtuoso theory type people,
right.
Correct me, feel free to, but I thought it was a glissando, and it's those little runs, it's those little piano runs that's so cool.
It was very cool, and you pointing it out made me listen for the next one. I'm like, yeah, that is pretty cool. So glissando, I'll buy it. I'll buy that word. I think it sounds like it's what it is.
Yeah, it's like a glimmering or a glistening, and I think it adds that sort of magic, in an otherwise sort of synth based tune. But you have these obviously someone really knows what they're doing on piano. It just kind of flies away like a hummingbird in the middle of that song. It's so pretty.
Right. I had mentioned last hour how much I enjoy saxophone mixed into rock song, and I love great sax.
Yeah.
Do you feel
who doesn't love great sax?
Everybody loves great sax, man. Do you feel the same way about great piano in a rock song?
Of course.
Yeah.
And the first thing that comes to my mind is David Bowie's album Outside.
Yes.
So if you know Mike Garson, who was with him through, I think, all of his career, or certainly most of it, he implemented all this kind of classical piano against like a rock beat,
right,
or a house beat. It's so good.
Right. It's a perfect chemistry. It's mixing. It's almost like mixing sweet with salty food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a fusion.
Yes, if you will.
For me, it's sophistication. I feel like I'm walking the streets of Manhattan again because I've got the urban element of a drum and bass groove.
Right.
I've got the edge of electric guitar, the grittiness, and then I have this highbrow piano kind of showing up and then going away and coming back when you don't expect it. It's very intelligent.
Well put. Well put. Almost like a chef mixing ingredients. That's, you know, so Chef Rebel Robbie is now where we're going with this.
That's what music is
yeah.
it not?
Right,
it's a preparation.
Yeah.
It's a combination of ingredients to appease the listener, the customer.
I
the guest,
yes,
the guest.
The guest, if you will. Yes.
I will.
And how many will be seated tonight?
Yeah.
The intro is the appetizer. The meal is the beat of the song. I'm in with you. Tell us about your love for Steel Pulse.
Oh, my gosh. Steel Pulse. First memory, Strands Beach. Seventh grade cassette tape.
Okay.
And we used to listen to True Democracy.
Okay.
So, yeah, kind of a synth-based groove, but real instruments and really good songs, happy, upbeat, jamming, and subjective, of course, but these accents and these things that are, I just, for lack of a better word, are so thoughtful.
Right.
Like, ooh, let's do this, ooh, let's do that, but here's the groove, but let's do this.
Oh, that's so good.
It's a human element, just like a chef. Mm. I'm going to put fried carrot parsnip Crispies on top of this au poivre.
Oh, this is going to be a great hour. Let's hear some Steel Pulse. We'll talk on the other side. 10:13 the time.
Thank you.
All right, so not only is it a KX fundraiser, but it is a fundraiser for me. I got to tell you, this is so much fun, and especially it's a learning experience. I love what I learned in the first couple of hours with Ross, and now I'm finding out things like, for instance, in that last song from Steel Pulse, the nuances that you've told me about that I've now discovered. And tell us about those first two words of the song and what you told me about the first two words of that song.
Well, he's chanting aspects of the Bible, and he's warning all of us about Babylon as though it was, a biblical reference, but it's also a state of mind,
right.
And it's a place of seeking fulfillment from worldly things.
Right.
Nothing wrong with making love, nothing wrong with a nice car, but when they consume your consciousness, that's what he's warning us. So he's talking about disciples of Lucifer and these kind of things. And he's talking about things that are, they're part of the world we're in.
Right. The darkness that
the
is.
The darkness that is.
But his first two words, the spoken words, are rejoice.
Rejoice. Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Good tidings I bring you. It's like a Christmas carol with reggae.
Yeah.
And Ed and I were talking about this. We're like, you know, you get up in the morning, you got to take your kids to school, you got to get on the freeway, you go to the office, whatever you're doing. All these concerns and pressures and things in life, and all of a sudden you say, rejoice, rejoice. It's like, oh yeah, I'm alive.
Yeah.
I have my faculties. I'm blessed.
Yeah, well put, man. Way to spoon feed me that. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. So our next song up is a Peter Murphy song. Tell us about this.
Well, I can tell you that Peter Murphy was initially with Bauhaus. He still is. And when he went solo, he started adding more world music and more strings and different things. And for those of us who love the 80s, this song is called Cuts You Up. And it's got a cello line that is just so beautiful.
I have a weakness for cello as well. Thank you so much. Rebel Robbie in studio. If you want to donate to Rebel Robbie, you can call and talk to him directly here at 949-715-5936. Or you can call, as operators are standing by, 949-715-4859. Or go to kxfmradio.org. Pop down the banner and it'll have Rebel Robbie up there. You can donate directly to him that way, man. Let's get into some Peter Murphy right now.
Thank you.
It's Takeover Friday in studio with Rebel Robbie. And if you want to donate to Rebel Robbie's show, 949-715-KXFM, you talk directly to him. We were discussing just a moment ago about Peter Murphy. And tell us what you said.
Oh, I said that he's one of these artists that even if, you know, he's got to be in his 60s.
Right.
He sounds as good as ever.
Right.
Vocally extraordinary. And he belts it. Yeah. I mean, he really goes for it.
And I felt that, you know, because someone has reached a certain age, we have a certain expectation of maybe the diminishing skills or something. I don't often find that true.
I don't think it's true at all. I saw Leo Vigil last night.
Right.
Incredible drummer and the energy of a teenager. Just happy, rocking, living his passion.
Right.
And the same is true. We were at Staples the other night making the flyers for these shows. And I was making the flyers, as I said, and this elderly man walks by and he looks and he goes, "Oh, are you a musician?" I said, "Yeah." You know, and he goes, "Man, I used to play jazz every weekend." He says, "I don't regret a thing."
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. That's how we should all live our lives. Actually, is like what he just said. That's very cool. By the way, Rebel Robbie, if you want to catch him live Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the Montclair Canyon Club, where music meets the soul, I'm told. Ooh. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Rebel Robbie and Denise Ann of High Intensity Band playing at the Canyon Club in Montclair. I'll give you some ticket information here if you call in. And if you do call in, we will expect a donation, by the way, at 949-715-KXFM. And we are treated now to what those people will be treated to on Saturday. And that's a live song from you, man. Oh, no, not yet. That's just a few minutes away.
Yeah, let's build it up a little bit, and I'm going to tune this bad boy of a 12-string guitar.
I wasn't trying to put the pressure on you or anything.
No pressure at all, man. We're buddies. It's coffee and laughter in here.
So next is the School of Seven Balls. Tell us about the song you selected there.
Seven Bells, Ed.
Did I say that? That was a Freudian slip,
This is
slip,
a
man.
Family show.
A Freudian slip, man. Yeah. You know, I thought there was a procedure to take care of that, man. I need five of these removed, please.
Oh, wow. I can't say a lot. They're from Brooklyn, and I know they lost one of their members years ago, but they're still going, and they're an incredible band. I think it's two twin sisters. Right. Yeah.
Right.
School of Seven Bells.
Bells. Bells. Back
Jingle
in a
balls.
Takeover Friday in studio with Rebel Robbie. A very good morning, 10:30 the time. And so far, so good. Flying high, man. And we are treated right now to live music from Rebel Robbie. What are you going to sing for us, man?
This song is called Bars Over My Heart.
Bars?
It's a metaphor.
Bars Over Your Heart. Okay. All right. I like the metaphor aspect of it already.
Yeah, like you're in prison in your own
right.
heart.
Right.
Unable to be free.
All right, let's do it. All right, Rebel Robbie, live in studio.
Like an island far from me, I hear words yet cannot see. The charcoal lies in holy kiss, touch like heaven that I miss. Like a vision I once had, some were happy, some were sad. Still this place inside needs some expansion. Distance feels like fire. Like a bank vault to a safe, I'm in need of an embrace. Like an island of solitude, bars cover my heart too. Shall I let you in, or must we remain apart? Distance feels like bars. Me free.
Wow. That's all I'm going to say, right? Wow. Okay, so that's Rebel Robbie live in studio. A treat for us this morning. And I want to find out the genesis of that song. And I got I spoke with somebody the other day who said, "Yeah, I don't sing in the morning, man. Who sounds great in the morning?" This guy sounds great in the morning. My God. And if you like that, you're going to love him this coming Saturday at 6:30 when he's at the Montclair Canyon Club along with Denise Ann. So, dude, I can't tell you how great that was. Tell me about, first of all, you set up an amp and you did all of that. You know what you need to sound like. You know what you need to feel in the mornings, don't you?
I guess it's going back to the chef analogy is I want the mid and I want warmth.
Okay, I'm going to have you talk into this mic for that purpose, just for the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So the let's go back to the chef analogy. What did you want?
I'm going for warmth.
Right.
I'm going for warmth. That's that coffee again.
Yes.
I got to get a coffee endorsement, Ed. No, seriously, I want the warmth because you with a 12 string, you have all these tones, you know? And it's so beautiful and warm and comforting that you want to try to capture that. So I brought this little Fishman amp that my friend Barry gifted me, actually. We bartered guitar lessons for it, which was really cool. Thanks, Barry.
Right on, Barry.
And thanks, Barry. Yeah. And but anyway, it's got all these settings. It's a loud box mini.
Okay.
And it is loud for the size of it.
Right.
It's mighty. It
got some great sound coming out of that thing.
Yeah.
Great
and
sound.
And I want to just give some atmosphere, you know?
All right. And that you have. That's you.
Thank
have.
You. Very kind. No. First thing in the morning. Yeah. If you love it, you love it.
And I have a dumb guy off the street question who's not a musician. And I get this mainly from having seen you here a couple of times, but really when you're singing, when you're in the middle of a song like that, what's taking up most of your energy, if there is, or where is your energy going? Is it going to the playing of the guitar? Is it struggling to do both at the same time, to sing and play? Where's the focus for you?
The truth is my headphones were falling off the back of my head. Did you notice that?
I did.
So this whole thing, like the right side was falling off my ear and then the left side started to fall while I was strumming and I was going, okay, this is interesting if this is happening right now. So how do I hide putting the headphones back on in the middle of a somewhat polyrhythmic strumming pattern?
Right.
Take a breath and just kind of let it be. Right. But to answer your question deeper, I'm trying to serve the imagery, you know?
Okay.
There's imagery in sort of the story of being disconnected from someone you love.
Right.
And the distance feels like bars over my heart, right. Like an island. You know, they're metaphors of this distance that you can't seem to close with the best of intentions.
Right. So when you're singing that, you're seeing the visual of what you intended.
I'm intending that. I'm intending to connect to the imagery because I have a belief, and this comes from like stage acting training, but the idea then when you were doing stage work is you have to put the imagery in the audience's mind.
Okay.
So to be or not to be are words, but if you say to be or not to be, what does that mean and what does it mean to the audience too? Because if the audience can have the same kind of imagination, they can go on the journey, then you have a collective experience. Right?
I knew I was going to love this hour. I swear I knew. Are we getting another live song?
I'll do another live song, sure.
All right. Yeah, no pressure.
No pressure at all.
How are the headsets? Are they on tight?
They're on tighter now. Yeah, we're not doing that again.
All right.
So can this be down here?
Yeah, that can go back down there. And now we are treated to one more live song. Rebel Robbie, who, by the way, is at the Canyon Club this coming Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Canyon Club is Montclair, 5060 East Montclair. If you call me up, I'll give you all the ticket information and how to get inside, maybe even through the back door. Who knows?
All right. Get into the back door. This one's called Coming Home. It's about coming back to Laguna Beach.
Come home.
still so many years away. Dew on the grass this morning helped me forget yesterday. The surfing and the song led to unite what came undone. My heart still filled with dreams for the chosen one. I'm coming home like I'd never gone. Bonfire in the winter and the streetlights are still on. Coming home like I'd never gone. Surfing through the summer and the bonfire is on, yeah. Mermaids, there some say, the most beautiful girl in the whole wide world just now passed my way. I'd say she's living proof, but perception's up to you. Finally back home, and it all feels brand new. Coming home like I'd never gone. On fire in the winter, and the streetlights are still on. Surfing through the summer and the barbecue is on.
If you like what you're hearing, then by all means, donate 949-715-5936 to talk to Rebel Robbie, 949-715-4859 to call the donation line, or kxfmradio.org, and you would be donating to the radio station for doing this kind of stuff, live sets and conversations with amazing musical artists, as like the guy we have right here in front of us. Dude, absolutely spectacular and beautiful voice. What an instrument that is.
You're too kind.
No, it's you. There you go. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate
no,
it.
No, thank you. That is just a magnificent instrument. And you're not only a favorite here at the radio station, you're a favorite around town. And you talk to anybody, you're just a favorite around town, man. So, right on. Thank you for supporting the radio station by doing this morning.
Thank you.
On your list of songs that you've curated, you threw Peter Gabriel in there.
Yeah.
Tell us about your love of Peter Gabriel.
Well, I've got a story about him that's super cool. So when I was living in New York City, he was playing at the PNC Bank Arts Center.
Okay.
I said, okay, a bank center. And it was like the day of, I saw the listing in the Village Voice. I was like, oh my gosh, Peter Gabriel, right? So I went out there and I got a ticket in the third row alone. I went by myself. And sure enough, the seats in the first row were unattended. Someone maybe had box seats or subscription.
Right.
So I went to the front. So now I'm in the front, and he's in his big plastic ball. Do you remember the ball?
No, I don't.
Okay, so he has this, like, it's like a hamster ball, like a hamster wheel that he walks around inside with the wireless headset microphone, and through pushing and walking, he rolls around inside this ball.
Okay.
It's a heck of a visual.
Very cool.
And he really does this. Well, there's these footlights on the front of the stage facing him, and that ball was pushing into the corner of these metal lighting fixtures.
Right.
And I'm watching it as he's sort of leaning forward. I'm going, dear Lord, what if the ball pops? You know? And I look at it and he looks at me and I start pushing the ball back. And he looks at me and he gives me a thumbs up. I was like, okay, cool. That was a moment.
Very cool.
Next song, he comes out with a wireless thing and he comes down and he gives me a high five. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Very cool.
Why Peter Gabriel? Not just because of that story, but because I think on this song he has two drummers, which I love. And he's worked with Daniel Lanois. He's worked with so many incredible people. And he brings this world music element to a pop sensibility. Happy music again.
Yes.
That's so complex underneath simplicity. It's super complex.
Wonderfully put.
Listen to the drums on this.
Wonderfully stated. Rebel Robbie's Takeover Hour, KXFM, Peter Gabriel.
All the fruitless
It really is magical hanging with you like this, because you do, you point out the nuance in every song that we've heard so far. And for me, even who have listened to music my entire life and like to think I know stuff, no, there's nuances that you point out I didn't catch. Thank you for that.
So grateful to be here with you, Ed. We have a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and we both are kind of music fanatics.
Right.
But this, I feel so energized listening to that, all these songs, but that song, because at the end you have this sort of like community. And if anybody's ever seen this video of the show live, it's maybe 10 people on stage and they do these dances, right, and the whole audience is dancing, and it's like we can come together again.
Right.
We need that. I think it's in our DNA, right. tribal connection. We need to dance. We need to sing and be with one another.
That's very well put. Very well put. Now, how did Peter Gabriel influence the song we're about to hear next?
Okay, so a dear friend of mine, Lionel Cohen, does composing for film, and I've always wanted to collaborate with him. I said, do you have something you kind of started working on that you really didn't finish that I could sing on? And he sent me something. And then I got some other guys, Freddie Odenmark out of Laguna Niguel, and then a guy in Brazil, Wagner Derrick, and we all kind of sat together and said, how can we make a world music song?
Right.
My dear friend Will Marsh is playing sitar.
Okay.
And I said, you play sitar, and I want to do something like Peter Gabriel.
Right. I love that sound. I love the sound of a sitar. It is so attractive.
Oh, man. So Will is, we agreed on a call and response. So okay, the vocal line, and then he'll sort of play in between the vocals.
All right.
Which you'll hear.
All right. Beautiful. The name of the song is Always, Rebel Robbie. Here you go. I'm just give it to
original,
you.
Original, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
are my talisman. Take everything you can from me. I'll just start over again.
Now, if I may, and I think I will, throw you a compliment, man. That was layered so beautifully.
I can't take credit. That's Wagner Derrick in Brazil.
All right.
He's the mastermind behind that. I just said, here's 5 million ideas.
Layer them beautifully. Wow, fantastic. I absolutely love that. And again, you pointing out all the nuances that I absolutely love about it. As we close out and roll out the show here, thank you so much for donating your time and your musical knowledge and experiences, your life experience that led to this great conversation. And we really, really appreciate your support of the radio station. If you want to see him live this coming Saturday, he's at the Canyon in Montclair along with Denise Ann. A live performance starts at 6:30. Doors open at 5 p.m. What do you want to say before we head out? And then we got we'll roll out on Cole Cagal.
Great. What do I want to say? Well, happy holidays, everybody.
Oh, I love that.
You know, right. What a beautiful day to be alive. And thank you for listening. And thank you for supporting community radio. I think this station gives a lot back to Laguna. And as far as it reaches, how far does it reach?
We're worldwide, really. FM signal, not too far, but worldwide, really. I've got listeners.
Oh, yeah, because you're online, too.
You everywhere, have
the,
okay. Yeah.
So worldwide, I think this station gives a lot. And it creates opportunities for local writers and artists to be connected and to be heard. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very grateful for that. And I want to give back in any way I can. So thank you, Ed.
And you already have over and over again. Thank you. This is his last selection, Cole Cagal and Tina Malia.
Yes. This is in Hebrew, and it's just like a massage for the soul.
Oh, I love that. Wow, look what it leaves us with, a cool thing like that.
Beyond the madrigal. מסובב הגלגל סביב. אלוהי אוי 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 אוי
מדרגות מסובב הגלגל סביב.